Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and I'm going to go ahead and just get my co-host, Miss Amy Frost, just right in here. Come on, girl. Come on in.
All right, I'm in. I don't know how I am, though.
All
I
right.
really don't.
Okay.
I don't
well,
know.
You know what?
I have a
That's
clue.
Actually really kind of an interesting story. So as some of you guys know, I have a shop called Flowers for You in Riverside, California, and I was supposed to do a wedding this weekend. And I wound up checking in with my bride to see the current status of what stuff, because as we know from, you know, every half day, it seems that stuff is changing as we speak. So it's kind of keeping up on stuff. So I called her and she said that she had to cut back her guests from 190 to like 100 because of the regulations they were doing. And then they wound up calling me back and said that the venue was basically postponing all events and she was going to have to move it to July of this year. So, and I asked her how she was doing and she said, I don't know. And I think I said, I can really appreciate that because I think that's really where a lot of us are. I mean, majority I think are. So how are you, Amy?
I don't know. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling crazed. I'm feeling all kinds of things all simultaneously. And that's one reason you and I decided we wanted to do the topic of healthy from the inside out. Because right now, it's just we've got to take care of ourselves, certainly physically. And emotionally is really important. And attitudinally, you know, our beliefs, everything is up in the air. And I believe, you know, we're going to talk about several different sources that we trust and how they're looking at this, and how do we step forward individually and together. So we're going to make sense of this. It's, you know, I don't want to be Pollyanna here, and I don't want to be, you know, the big pessimist either. So I like to call myself an optimistic critical thinker. So, you know, I'm going to come from a positive, optimistic place. But also, how do we make sense of things? So we're going to do this together,
right.
All of us.
Yeah, all of us. Yeah, and you know, I'm coming from just the weekend and seeing what kind of spirit and put in front of me, and Amy's going to do the same. When we wind up talking a couple different times before we do the show today, it was kind of interesting the different kind of perspectives that we were getting for different kinds of stuff. So I'd like to go ahead and read one book that I really love. Is called The Book of Awakenings by Mark Nepo. And boy, if you've never been introduced to that book, that's something you can get online and have it come to you. And I wanted to go ahead and read one of the dailies that it does. What is really nice is a lot of these are just two or three paragraphs, if that. And then it really gives you an opportunity to do some reflection. And I think that's something we're going to talk about a lot tonight, is like a place of reflection that could really be just a kind of deep breath for the soul. And boy, are we really just kind of helping ourselves to have that. So this is actually July 24th, because it's a daily read for the whole year. And it's called Out From Under. And it said, all the darkness, I'm going to walk into the light. And that was from Job. And so sometimes there's just too much to consider, too much to understand and to analyze, too many consequences to play out in our mind, too many things to clean, unpack, repair before we go out and play. Sometimes the simplest and best use of our will is to drop it all and just walk out from under everything that is covering us, even if only for an hour or so. Just walk out from under the webs we've spun, the tasks we've assumed, the problems we have to solve. They'll be there when we get back. And maybe some of them will fall apart without our worrying about them to hold them up. Wouldn't that be nice? And then his exercise is sit quietly and try to stop working our problems. With each breath, put your certain down and feel your being impacted without it. Breathe freely and realize that your being is whole whether you solve your problem or not. And I think it's wise to spread this and expand this to just problems that we can't even be able to comprehend what they really are, I think. You know, mm-hmm. trying to hold something I don't understand, or even the breath of it, because everything's changing so quickly. And just being able to just drop into a quiet place of ourselves. And I had read this for a group one time, and it was from Psalms 46:10. It's, "Be still and know that I am God."
Oh. So, and I think part of it is like, what is my job now at this moment? Like for you, it's being there for that fight, right?
I think it's self-care.
Well, I agree, but I think there has to be a balance. Part of self-care mm-hmm. is reaching out to others.
Well, and
I think
that
part
what
of that is knowing
is that one thing,
when to reach out and when not to reach out.
Exactly. That was going to be my next thing. Because, like, sometimes self-care is to reach out for that person and to lean out a little bit, you know, lean into the next, you know, the person who's in front of us, and being able to be a place where you can kind of hold compassion or tenderness or maybe a word of whatever we're being guided to say. And sometimes it's sitting back and realizing mm-hmm. that I need to step back from that person because they're in a place where they need to be, you know, taking care of themselves. One of the resources we wanted to recommend, or I would like to recommend to you guys, is Lee Harris. And we're actually mm-hmm. working with his book called Energy Speaks right now. And if you go to LeeHarrisEnergy.com, he's got all kinds of stuff. And if you go to YouTube, he has a monthly forecast that he does. And he actually just released a mid-month forecast for March. And I really recommend taking a little bit of time to go look at that. It's about 20 minutes. And he does a really amazing job talking about just what's really going on, and on a mm-hmm. spiritual level and also on a practical level for yourself. And one of the things that he recommended was, you know, make a list of tools that you can have as a go-to for yourself.
Right.
And he said he personally knows that he needs to get into water sometimes when he's feeling really unsettled. But that's taking a shower, being able to get in the jacuzzi, maybe going for a swim, depending on the situation. But just being in a place where he can, you know, be in the water. Sometimes you'd be washing your hands, putting your hands in water, you know, being able to in a place where you can just kind of stop for a second and just feel the water running on your hands. Can be a place of comfort in being able to do that. I know for me personally, too, one of mine is I love to listen to the rain. Rain really helps me, the sound of rain. So I have it on my phone where I basically have gone to YouTube and recorded that, and I have it in my my recording stuff that I have. So it's about 45 minutes of just a YouTube that I recorded that I can go ahead and listen to that, and being able to be in a place just kind of sinking down and just, you know, allowing the rain to wash away anything that's I'm feeling burdened about.
So for me, it's about looking at this, like this coming week, I know, or even just the next couple of days. I don't know if we can even look a week out. He's like, as I'm supporting myself and others, now just found out that my husband will be home starting tomorrow for who knows how long. And anything that isn't essential in the town, Las Vegas here, is being closed. So what does that look like? What do I need to do? One thing, he brought home what he needs to, so I have my office, and he brought home what he needs to set up his office downstairs. So we can support each other and not be on top of each other. And I know, like, I have my prayer chair, that there's times that I'm just going to go, if I'm feeling a little overwhelmed, go there, phone a friend, right, that I know will be supportive and kind, or text. I'm going to create a coloring station. So I'm going to have markers and crayons and stamps and stickers and have them in a space where I can just go do that.
That's awesome.
And so I think one of the projects I want to do is organizing my office and garage. So what I'm going to mm-hmm. do is be balancing that time. And one of the things that's really interesting what's really been coming up for me is, what does my work look like now? I'm finding there's a bunch of people that are, of course, dealing with a lot of stuff and supporting them with that, with a lot of work that I've been doing. With several of my friends, about helping people that are dealing with trauma, which we all are, and grief and life change, because, you know, transition creates grief, right? And so really getting those tools out, that's helping me, using the tools, but also sharing them with others. And kind of paying attention to, oh, what I need to do right now is, because I've been working from home for a long time, and in kind of a way you do, you know, your husband does, Robin, right? So it's
mm-hmm.
like, you know,
yeah.
so that's not that far from, removed from our normal, but for a lot of people, they have never worked from home. And so
mm-hmm.
it's about how do I find that balance? You know, it's like, you know, you've kind of brought your home into the flower shop, because it's a home, right? It was created into this business. You've raised kids in there. You just so
yeah.
what I'm finding is, right, helping people to find how do you find that balance between now I'm doing home stuff, now I'm doing work stuff. So that'll be fun. And I just say my friend Darlene, who I've been supporting these last so many months. She's had a lot of life issues, like all of us, but on a really kind of a bigger scale. And I got an email from her yesterday that really helped me look at who I am and what I'm here to do. And she just, you know, said, hoping that you know, you and your loved ones are doing well. And she said, in the midst of all that is being shaken, your messages are grounding, keeping me focused on humanity and how we can make a difference in our lives as well as in the lives of others. And it was like, wow. So, you know, I thank her for that. It was beautiful. Thank you for the message. But the message for me from that is keep doing what I'm doing, taking care of myself,
mm-hmm.
but also sharing that with others. Like we're doing, you know, we did the podcast last week with Kristen. Beautiful work. And Sarah helped create the outline for that and getting that out to people. So that's helping to feed my soul, too. And it's helping me to kind of look at what is my work now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as I say, here you go, helping the lives of others. I really got drawn to looking at Mr. Rogers over the weekend, and
mm-hmm.
I wound up watching the current movie with the one with Tom Hanks for
mm-hmm.
The weekend, and I watched five or six different really intimate interviews with him, and one in particular mm-hmm. that I thought was really great was with Charlie Rose, and
oh, wow.
he talked about. Yeah, he talked about the fact that when he was little, Fred would get really afraid. And he said his mother told him to always look, find the helpers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that we really need to realize, that there's so much that we all want to be out there to be helping people. And it's those small acts that really make a difference. One of the stories that he shared with Charlie was that when he was little, he would go to New York City with his dad. And Fred's dad would have pennies that he would put on the sills of the windows. And Fred said, you know, Dad, why do you do that? And he goes, I'm imagining what these people will feel like when they find that penny.
Oh, wow.
So it's just these little acts of kindness, these little acts of knowing that that person's going to feel a blessing from that and how it can be something that can really be a big difference. So, you know, it's like today I wound up stopping by a friend of mine and I left him some food, and he's chosen to put himself into, you know, isolation, and
mm-hmm.
and good news is he's feeling much better, so that's good news, but it's just making sure that, you know, and he just wanted some eggs and some butter, and, you know, gosh, he had some Oreo cookies and some baked goods and all these other nice surprises. You know, and they gave me joy to give that to him, knowing that he would have, you know, these extra things that he could enjoy. And I think that's part of life, too, is just recognizing those small things that sometimes you're like, oh, it's just a cookie or it's just, you know, whatever. That it's those small things that can really just make your day and have it be something where you're enjoying life and, you know, being able to look out the window and being able to be looking at what we're grateful for.
And gratitude, you know, is such an easy gift to give, right? And
mm-hmm.
now would be a good time mm-hmm. to be thinking about the people that you appreciate and maybe send them a text or an email or even write them a letter. You might want to sanitize it, I guess, so it doesn't spread germs. But there you go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. So another point with when he had his interview with Charlie, Fred said, because Charlie had asked him, and he's older in this interview. He must be, you know, in his 70s. And he asked, Charlie asked Fred, he goes, you know, what are things that you're still learning in life? And he said, I'm still learning how to be a gracious receiver.
Mm-hmm.
When someone comes and wants to tell me how they've been impacted by my show, I just totally want to take it in. And, you know, people talk mm-hmm. about how he was so present with people. And I think that was, you know, when we really observe him and watch him being a gracious observer, I mean, a gracious receiver, we can see what that looks like and how it really changes people to be in a place where you're very present and you're with that person. And boy, this is such a great time to be able to practice that. You know,
mm-hmm.
being able
Absolutely.
To be in a place where you really, I'm really listening to you. I'm really looking at you. It really matters to me what you say. And I think we all, because we've talked about that on the show hundreds of times, about I want to be seen and I want to be heard. That's what everybody wants. And along with that, too, is, you know, Fred also said that, you know, we need to have a lot more silence in the world because the world is just too noisy. So he says he always spends some time being quiet. And here we have opportunities to be able to learn how to be comfortable with quietness, because there's a lot in the world where a lot of people can't do that. They have to have something on all the time instead of being in a place where you can, you know, slowly work your way to where, you know, you can have a house quiet and you can enjoy that silence. It can be a symphony of sound, even though there doesn't seem to be anything, you know, you can hear.
And that's all great. And I love that. And
mm-hmm.
there's going to be an opportunity for people's addictions to go rampant. If you're a work addict
right.
and you're not at work, and if you, you know, all the bars are closed, all the restaurants are closing, at least
mm-hmm.
they are here, you know, places you went to go hide aren't available to you now. So there's going
mm-hmm.
to be lots of opportunities for that stillness, right, that quietness to be screaming at you.
Exactly.
So please take care of yourselves and know, yay, it's good to be silent. But I also know there's a reason why you choose addictions, and we all have them, to keep from hearing it.
Mm-hmm. So you want to talk about the Hamilton quote that you found?
Yeah, my husband, Ross, was in Philadelphia last week at a conference, and he went to the Revolutionary War Museum, which he said was phenomenal, and he got me the book I, Eliza Hamilton. And in reading, it's really a fabulous book. She was an amazing woman. She lived 50 years after he died and did a really amazing work. So and we're going to be looking for fun and great things to do. So here's a book, I, Eliza. But here's this quote from Alexander, which I think pertains to us right now. And he said, none of us can deny that this war has turned all our lives upside down. The old dreams of our future are gone. Nothing is as it was, and nothing is the way we'd always expected it would be. But this new country that we have claimed as our own will be better, braver, more glorious than anything the world has dared imagined. That we replace war, right, with our lives, right? Because
mm-hmm.
of all this is going on, everything is going to be different. So we all need to be
mm-hmm.
different. So now is a good time, literally and figuratively, to clean house.
Exactly. You know, and that's another reason why we've called this healthy from the inside out. You know, the interior work that we can do for ourselves, and then how we express that out into the world, and actually, you know, working inside our homes and having it be something that we can be appreciating and looking at that. So one of the other resources that we really love is Matt Kahn. And Kelly is very much a, you know, she's one of our regular cafe chefs here. And her and I have conversations about Matt quite a bit. Amy's going to go ahead and share a little bit. Yeah, Matt had sent out a blog a couple days ago about what's going on a spiritual level with this whole thing, and I think it's very profound and helpful.
So I'm going to read his kind of like an intention. I'm going to read from parts of it, and what I'll do is when we have to repost the podcast, I'll put all of it in the comments so you'll have it. So I'll read from parts. But, you know, imagine, what if we choose to look at, right, everything that's happening is happening for us, and that there's something that needs healed, right? There's something that we need to maybe be releasing and bringing in. So think of that as I'm reading parts of this for you. Thank you, coronavirus, for being the wake-up call this world has needed. even just the fact that I'm saying thank you and coronavirus in the same sentence is already helping me dissolve spiritual superstitions that I claim I'll manifest what I speak out loud. Of course, such fanciful thinking could only be my inner workings of fear disguised as spiritual concept. And if I needed this type of pandemic environment to wake up, then so be it. Thank you, coronavirus, for the mindfulness being instilled in so many beings. As we wash our hands, may we cleanse our realities from broken paradigms of corruption. As we explore more time for being than lifetimes of endless doing, may the world take pause from unhealthy habits of survival mode to explore life with a deeper state of peace, harmony, and oneness. As friends and family come together, may this bring neighbors and communities together in intended peaceful assemblies. Thank you, gratitude, for showing me how to create relationships with the consciousness in all forms, so not to be hypnotized by the power I unknowingly give to things outside of me. Thank you, gratitude, for showing me that the power of my perceptions is stronger than any pandemic of fear. In knowing so, I allow all patterns, characters, and agendas of scarcity, victimhood, fear, abuse, survival mode, greed, and corruption to be cleared out of my energy field and returned to the source of its origin, transmuted completely and healed into completion now. From this moment forward, as the co-creator of my reality, I command all power I unknowingly gave away to be swiftly returned to my energy field. I strengthen my immune system with higher frequency of embodied integrated light as I transmute the echo of unconsciousness form by acknowledging and praising the consciousness within. Because the consciousness of all is the consciousness I am, I allow each moment of gratitude to return each form into view of purity, holiness, and perfection of eternal light. Now that I am ready, willing, and able to step forward as the truth and transmission of source in form, may this intention heal my being, uplift each circumstance, and transform reality for myself, my family, my relationships, my friends and neighbors, for humanity at large and beyond.
Woo!
So good. I know, it's very powerful. So if people are interested in learning more about Matt, Matt is M-A-T-T and it's K-A-H-N, so mattkahn.com. You can go there. He's got all kinds of wonderful YouTubes. One thing I love to do is put on a Matt Kahn and clean my house.
Yeah,
I'm feeding my soul and I'm cleaning my house at the same time. It's really wonderful. And he's just got a wonderful way about him. And he actually had been starting to do a tour that I think still available. You can go ahead and join into that because we've had to put them on hold. He's got a couple in the Maui area that he had done recently that were really awesome that you can go ahead and get involved in that too. And then I want to make sure we got about 6 minutes left, Dave. I want to make sure that we talk about Phoenix Rising Star. We've had two of her books on our show. The Hollow Bone, and also 5 Steps to a Delicious Life, which is awesome, awesome. And she's going to be doing a meditation on Thursday, so day after tomorrow. That's going to be awesome.
5 p.m. Pacific time.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be at 5 p.m. Pacific time. And if you can't be there at that time, then it'll be recorded, but you need to go register.
Okay. What address do they need to go to for that?
I'm not sure. So, you know, if we go to, certainly it's on, let me see, on her, my Facebook, I think, yeah. Let me look. We'll definitely put that link in when we post it.
Yeah, I think you go to Phoenix Rising Star. That would be the address. You could check into that for being able to find the address. I'm going to look real quick, too, to see if we can go ahead and find it. But, yeah, here we go. So the free meditation, she's going to have the link on that, which is actually going to be a Zoom that she's going to do. But if you go to Phoenix, the Phoenix Rising Star on that, phoenixrisingstar.com, that's a way of being able to get to the address and then to go ahead and register for the free meditation. And, boy, if you've not heard Phoenix do a meditation,
Go back to our previous shows with her, because pretty much every show that we've ever done with her, with her books, every chapter that she does in a book has a meditation to help help you balance and work with the different concepts of things that she's presenting. And I really can't recommend Hollow Bone any higher. The Hollow Bone is just an amazing book. I look forward to her next book. Her next book, so we're going to be working with angels, with different kinds of different things with that too. So all of her stuff is just amazing. So really encourage people to go back to that. And I'm sure we'll be talking about it next show. We can go ahead and refer that too. So you want to talk a little bit about Bob, and that, you know, we have him coming next week.
Yes, Bob is a happiness coach, and he wrote an amazing book, which I have here someplace. So he's going to be talking to us about, I don't know, how to, you know, be in happiness even when things are going, oh, here we go, pure happiness. So that's the title of his book, Your Guide to Inner Freedom. And don't we need that right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I,
for sure.
When I first met him, he and I had co-wrote an article about happiness, you know, from the inside out, I think we even called it. And, you know, that isn't a measure of traditional success necessarily. Not that that stuff doesn't make you happy. But right after, you know, he had done, you know, I had done some work together, he had a brain tumor. And he is a cancer survivor, and it has changed literally how he thinks. And so I'm really excited to talk about his book, Pure Happiness.
Yeah.
And how we relate to, how do we stay in pure happiness, which I think is our natural state, and it's always there, and we can use that now, my friends. He's going to help us make sense of that.
So,
they live in Vancouver.
You know, want to give everybody. So that book is Pure Happiness, and what's all the information they're going to need with Bob?
Yeah,
Bob,
and
last
his last name, Moolavi.
Okay.
And let me see.
So if you want to go ahead and get that
website
and be able to check it out before we do the show, that would be awesome too.
Yeah. And
so that's his
website.
That's another great resource.
PureHappinessCoach.com is his website.
PureHappinessCoach.com.
PureHappinessCoach. You know, I knew him before he found out about the brain tumor, before the surgery, any of that. And it was amazing to walk with him and experience him going through that. He lived everything he talked about. Still does.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and for our last couple minutes, another great resource is Donna Eden. And
oh,
boy, if you don't know who Donna is, she's another amazing lady. In her late 20s, she had found out that she was very seriously ill. The doctors basically said, we can't do anything for you anymore. And she took it upon herself to start looking just pretty much anywhere and everywhere, and she really locked into a lot of Chinese medicine. And with pressure points and things like that that she's learned how to do, that if you go to YouTube and put Donna Eden in right now, she's got one YouTube in particular that helps with your immune system and helps be a stress buster for all different simple things you can do on a daily basis that will help to improve your immune system, help you to balance your stuff and deal with any of these anxiety issues that can be coming up, different things like that. So anything else with her and you would like to make sure we have on the show?
Yeah, she, you know, they call her the mother of energy medicine. She's written several books. Her husband is Dr. David Feinstein, who's very research and very much in the trauma field. And the two of them are really charming together. You can see Donna Eden and David Feinstein. You can find the time on YouTube where they talk together. It's really charming. But she makes things really user-friendly, and she's another one. Her walks her talk. I've seen her at several conferences, talked to her in the hallway. And she walks it, she lives it. So I can't recommend her work high enough.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, gosh, there's just so many wonderful people out there. And I really loved how Amy really helped me with the title of this one, doing this thing, Healthy Inside and Out. So tons of things that are positive out there, lots of helpers. And I was with my network group this morning, and we were talking about just the fact that we're going to do our best to, you know, be coming together on a weekly basis just to be supporting one another. Not necessarily, you know, it's not all about business. It's about being able to help us with our personal business and just our growth as people and what they can look like and being able to walk through this interesting time.
And we all talked about the tenacity of the American spirit, about being business people, and how we just, you know, our one of our gifts is to be able to shift on a dime. And boy, right now we're being challenged to shift. So
that's part of
check
okay.
out that con.
You know, right? If you have to close the flower shop, what kind of options do you have? And so, okay,
right.
You know, and
right.
it gives you time
yeah.
with your dear husband and two lovely daughters to, you know, kind of look at your relationships and where you're at and how you can support each other as a family and individuals. And I think it's a great time for all of us to do that with the people that, you know, that we love, that we live with.
Yeah, and I really want to encourage people, you know, think of those creative things that you've been putting off forever. This is a great time to be able to be putting some things into motion that you just thought, well, gosh, when I had the time, I will do that. And, you know, you may not think, well, what is that? But, you know, maybe spend some time kind of decluttering and getting some things straightened out, and all of a sudden you're going to start running into all these things that you've put away that can be just these prompts for you to really move into something that can be really exciting and just changing the world, you know, when it comes to all these different things. So excited with that, excited to have Bob coming on next week. And we're just going to make this just a safe place for you guys to settle in for a little bit and have a positive outlook when you walk out and they say, you know, I'm going to go check that out. That sounds exciting.
So, you know, bring us topics. Bring us people you'd like to have at the table, and let's keep this conversation going. And we want to be optimistic, critical thinkers, and we want to be living our passions and, you know, living our genius, as our dear Kelly would say. So, you know, let's support each other in doing it. Here we go. Ready or not? It's time.
Okay. Thanks for joining us.
Love you.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.